Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chong, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Well, thank you, John Chong, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Aloha and much mahalo. I want to welcome everybody to the AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network and our show that we've done for 6 years. But, you know, I need to do my roll call. So is AJ here?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy. Is Dean make it? Dean, are you here?
Yep. I'm here.
All right, cool. All right, I got it. How about Dr. Lee? Dr. Lee?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Cool. How about Bob? Pastor Bob?
I'm here.
Good. And what last at least, Dr. Williams?
I'm here, sir. Greetings to everyone.
Okay, the roll call is complete. Now I want to bring on my producer, the gentleman that's put me on the air for 6 years, going on 7 years this year, coming up January 2021, the one, the only, Honky Jesse Bowen. Jesse, are you there?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Well, I'm excited. Merry Christmas, Jesse. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
Well, I'm excited, not only for what's happening with the museum and the radio show, but I'm excited about this weekend. I want you to explain to the listeners what's going on this weekend and how you've got everybody involved around the country, around the world, really, and you've got the Sport Karate Museum involved. Share with us what's going on this weekend, Honchi, please.
Yes, sir. Not a problem, sir. We have an exciting and a super exciting weekend coming up. We are launching the second edition of the Chuck Norris book. We are launching the first Emerging Leadership Online Conference. And we have 12 phenomenal speakers, trainers. It's really great. I'm so thankful for everyone supporting the things that we're doing. We have, again, you know, it's just phenomenal. You must attend this program. We're actually bringing in our friends from Brazil. They're going to have a whole network just for the martial artists in Brazil. So now we're working with that. We're going to be having on our training program, Laura Silva Quinzada. Laura is the daughter of Jose Silva. Jose Silva was the founder of what is known as the Silva Method program. It was one of the earliest programs in personal development training dealing with the mental side on visualization and meditation. Now, I'm not just talking about meditation as in, you know, let me, you know, be calm, but the program went into teaching you about yourself. How did you function? How do you function? And so she's going to be on. She is a world-renowned speaker. The Silver Method Training is a worldwide program. I'm a graduate and also instructor and lecturer for their program. So I wanted to share something with everyone to be a part of the healing process. You know, we look at the news. We just got through with an election. There's so much negativity and, you know, we have the coronavirus. You know, we're not able to do anything about those things, but we can begin to take control of our life and what we're going to do. This is a new economy. It's a new environment. But you're not going to be able to do that unless you approach it with the right mindset. So the Emerging Leadership Conference is about talking about those martial artists and those individuals that are thriving through this economy. That's moving forward. They have not been stopped. They have had the opportunity to become more creative, more focused to get things done. And so we're bringing on the coaches to support that. Again, we got Laura Silva. We have Jim Chung. We have Rob Robinson. I'm going to be doing a class. I have a new program out. It's called Become an Author. So everything I know about the publishing business and how to become an author, we're going to be doing that. In Vegas, we're going to be launching a book expo. I own the Elite Publications here in Greenville, North Carolina. So we have all that going on, the Sport Karate Museum. We're honoring Grandmaster Chuck Norris, trainers. We got Jana Thornton. She's going to be doing a seminar. And if you don't know who Jana is, she's a 28-time World Martial Arts Champion. She's going to be on. There's just so much going on. You can go to our website, who'swhointhemartialarts.com, and you can get more information from our website. But that is the Emerging Leadership Conference this weekend. And if you want to get grounded for 2021 and really launch your life and really gain that control back, then this is a must program. And also, we have Jeff Smith, we have Toby Milroy, we have Lawrence Arthur doing business classes. So you've got 12 classes you can attend with some of the great martial artists. It starts at 9 o'clock, and we probably won't finish up until about 10 o'clock in the evening because we're going to be presenting the Legends Awards to all the new inductees into the second edition of the Chuck Norris Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers book. Sir, I know that's a mouthful. That's a lot of information.
Now, you're going to be able to – people are be able to come into and visit with me throughout the day, correct? You just looking up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to set up everything, and they'll have links. So, you know, your people that are special to you will
– they need to go to Who's Who in the Martial Arts to find out where to go?
Right.
Now, is there a ticket involved or something in –
Well, yes, sir. They can come through the ticketing process online, and we're going to be having giveaways. So when someone comes and registers, then what they're going to be doing, if they'd like to get a copy of the Chuck Norris book, is something like $8 for the registration. But they're going to be able to get they're going to get that back off of it if they decide they want a book. And plus, this is a nonprofit. Even your registration is tax deductible. So we're helping the Chuck, you know, supporting the Chuck Norris organization. So we're creating win-win. We're not taking from anyone. We're giving back to the martial arts and to the community to really, because we're to help people thrive. So that's our whole mission for martial artists that are willing to accept the responsibility of positive personal growth.
Wow, that sounds exciting. And I'm excited about people who come in from South America or around the country to come visit with me and just ask questions about sport karate
history and the opportunity
that you've given people to do that. We want to thank you from all the history generals and everybody involved with the Sport Karate Museum for your work, Monty Bowen. Thank you so much for an incredible 6 years. And I want to say this from everybody. Merry Christmas, sir. I hope you and Quinn have a super holiday season. And I'm looking forward to Saturday so much. So, everybody, remember, Saturday starting at 9:30, you got an incredible group of people who are coming in to speak. And you get to come in and visit with myself and some of the history generals that come visiting. So, again, Hanti Bowen, say one more time for people to go to if they want to go there.
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is who'swhointhemartialarts.com, and go to the link that says Emerging Leaders. Click that link, and you can register there, and you can order your copy of the Chuck Norris book. And remember, you know, all of this is tax deductible, and so when you actually make a $49 donation, then what we're giving back is a copy of this amazing book. The book is 582 pages, making it the largest biography book printed for martial artists. So, you know, it's not just a book. It is truly a history book. You know, Professor Gary Lee, you're in there. You know, Mike Stone is in there. You know, we've got some of the, you know, some people that you really want to remember their history. Victor Moore is in there. So, I mean, Bill Wallace, Don Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, Linda Denley. I mean, so, you know, Texas, we're packed with Texas. You know, not even thinking about the whole section on Grandmaster Norris, information that people don't know about Grandmaster Norris and the NARS organization, Aaron NARS, you know, so, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not saying because, you know, I published a book, but I'm just saying it, that it's just an amazing book because of all the information that's in there. So if you're a martial artist and you want to track your history to have something to reflect back to, you know, then that book is, this is the book.
Wow. It's going to be exciting. So thank you again, Hunter Bowen. And please have a safe and prosperous Christmas. Okay, sir? God bless you.
I will, sir. And blessings to you and all you guys. And again, you know, thank you for all that you do because, you know, our relationship, you know, is as a friend, as a mentor, and as a, you know, as I've learned so much from you, especially I thank you for the inspiration that you give to me, you know, every week, two and three times a week. You know, I'm truly grateful for
well,
all
thank
that, sir.
Well, thank you again. Merry Christmas, sir. Well, now let's get back to the craziness of our show that we had for 6 years. Let me start off with my co-host, Dean. Are you there? Wolverine, where are you at? Wolverine,
I'm
who are you knocking
out?
Here. I know
I'm
you're working
here.
Out, buddy. I know you're working out. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm hugging you right now. I know you're pushing me away, but I'm hugging you really hard.
No, never.
Okay, stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. I know you're working out, but wait. AJ, my Yankee friend, where you at? Yay, is AJ.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
how
you
are
Yankee. Yo, Yankee. Hey,
you're
buddy, how you doing?
You're
I got two of my favorite co-host people on, AJ Perry and the Wolverine. I want to hear you guys say Merry Christmas to each other. Say it. Come on now. Say it.
Merry Christmas,
my brother.
Guys.
There you go. There you go. Well, I've got a great show tonight, guys. And I want you to guys hit these guys pretty hard because they're pretty cool guys. Let me start off. I got two people. I want to introduce, first of all, a gentleman who I believe a couple weeks ago we changed a lot of people's attitude toward the Sport Karate Museum because we honored not only martial artists who are martial artists, but together Dr. John Williams and I honored people who work outside the martial arts, like in movies and community service and work in spiritual work. And it was really exciting to honor people like Chuck Norris and Steve Parks and Dean Piles and AJ Perry and Karen Eden Herdman, Lawrence Arthur, a lot of cool people. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Dr. John Williams. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are everybody doing tonight? And Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Dr. Williams, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, listen, one more gentleman I want to introduce. We got a double whammy tonight because this is Christmas, and I'm going to have a really incredible next two weeks with people I'm interviewing. This next gentleman is a friend of mine who supports the Sport Karate Museum, and he's a pastor. And, you know, I met him through the work I do with the museum through the country. His name is Pastor Bob Pinkerton. Did I say it right, Bob, your last name?
Pinkerton. It's close.
Okay. Well, I'm a Hawaiian. You got to jab slap me every now and then. Say it again, please.
Pilkington.
Okay. Now, you've written a new book about the Jo, which is the weapon used in Aikido. And we're going to talk about that tonight a little bit. But I'm going to go back and forth, and I'm going to start with Dr. John Williams first. Now, John, may I call you John?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, you have your own radio show, and you reach out to thousands of people. But you're also a pastor, and you also work with, like I said, the Elite Publications. And what's that other group you work with?
The Extraordinary People Award, as well as Come On In Incorporation.
That's right, Come On In. That's what I wanted to say. Now,
yes,
I got to say something, Doc, John. You're almost, in my vision, of someone like I wanted to be when I was younger. I wanted to be involved with a lot of things, but I wanted to do it right. And the one thing I've learned about watching you these past few months, since we've become associated and friends, you do everything right. Your radio show, your spiritual attitude, what I met your family, beautiful Brenda and your son, and you know, the work you do in the outside part of the martial arts. And I want to throw in, which I'm really excited about, you're a top competitor in the martial arts community right now. Now, you come from a man who I used to compete against back in the 90s, Mr. Richard Osborne. And, you know, I'm really excited about that and talk a little bit about your history. Now, you're involved with the martial arts circuit. Now, what was the recent title that you won in the martial arts summer circuit?
Well, as of this month, well, December, every year we fight for the King of the Midwest. That's the most wins, our top points leader and all that. So that's overall, and I am the winner of the King. I am the King of the Midwest this year. Took me 6 years to get there.
Wait a minute, John. Okay, you understand, I've got Dean Piles, who's the four-time world champion in NASCAR. I've got A.J. Perry, who is a top competitor. And, you know, I was a very lucky guy. When you say you're the king, you realize that says a lot. Now, explain that, what that means, okay?
Okay, so don't y'all come at me like I'm the...
This is parts unknown. And you got the Wolverine on the line with Gary Lee and AJ Perry. So, yeah, we're going to come at you. We're not going to come at you hard, but we're going to come at you. Why are you the king of the Midwest? Dean, help me.
I'm just waiting for his answer.
Doctor.
I love what I do. You know, I look at people like you guys blaze the way. Y'all set the way for me. I'm about to be 55, and I did this. I started, I guess, martial arts around 16, 17 years old, and then I, you know, went to the military, did a little bit, and just recently got back in about 7 years ago. And I always tell people I do it just to keep in shape, you know, and never did I think I would win King of the, what they call King of the Midwest. And what I find a lot of people saying is, oh, you know, you ain't fighting anybody, or they didn't fight. But we're fighting the same people, some of the same people that you guys fought are their children, because most of them have retired. But
hey, whoa, John. Uh-huh. AJ,
yes,
did you hear that? Listen, don't compare me to my kid, because my kid is 10 times better than me, 10 times better than I was. And, you know, I mean, and I'm not talking about Robin.
Jay,
I'm talking about
want.
Garrett. What?
But I should say this. I'm probably fighting some of your students. How about that? Some of your students.
Okay.
I'm probably fighting some of your students.
I have
that's still out there. But I just enjoy it. I think that every day we wake up is a blessing to still be able to get in the ring and compete, whether it's katas, weapons, or fighting still. I just choose to do all three. I don't ever say I'm the best. But I just fight whoever get in the ring, like y'all did. You don't choose, oh, I want that one or that one. Whoever is in front of you, you just do your basics or do your best. And sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. Just I don't like to lose, so that's my take. But
well,
the MMAS,
you know, Dean, you want to say anything to him?
That's good. You just got to keep it going. That's great that he's, you know, getting in there and still competing. I feel him.
Well, you guys are old men. You're 50 years old now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 54, about to be 55.
Yeah. Well, I think Dean just turned 50, right?
I just
I just
turned
60.
No, I'm 51. I'll be 52.
AJ, how old are you?
60.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You're old, old man. Yeah.
I feel good.
Hey, Bob, are you there? Bob.
I'm here.
How old are you?
61.
Oh, you're an old man, too.
I feel old now.
I feel it, too.
Well, Bob, let me ask you a question. Now, did you ever compete before you started writing books?
I did one time because I thought it was my bad little self was bad, and it took me about three seconds to realize that I needed to stop.
Okay. Well, Bob, I apologize because you're on a radio show with a couple of fanatics when it comes to competition. Okay.
Right.
And Dr. John, I want to tell you something. You know, it's not the normal radio show. We talk about crazy stuff. Now, the one thing I want to talk about before we go on with John, Bob, you just written a book about the Joe. Now, what's the Joe different than a regular bow or a cane? Or now we're both good friends with Mark Shuey, but you do a Joe. Explain to my listeners what a Joe is.
Well, it's not really a Joe. A Joe is 4 feet long. What I've done is the walking stick, which is 36 inches long.
Okay.
A lot of people are kind of vain and they don't want to be seen with a cane. But there's some really cool walking sticks out there. When I was studying under Mark with the cane, he and I discussed the walking stick, and there was just nothing out there from white belt to black belt with a walking stick. So I set out to do it, and with Mark's help and Tom Foreman's help.
What are you doing?
And 3 years later, we got it done.
Wow. Well, when is your book coming out?
It should be out at the end of this month. What we originally released in 2016 as Cane Poe, and we got recognized as an art with Gary Dill and Jim Thomas's organization, which ended up going under. But we went back and talked to some folks that were in their late 50s, early 60s about what we could do to make it better. And I just went and sat down and rewrote the whole art from white belt to black belt. There's about 125 different techniques. We have one belt that's strictly nothing but stick retention, learning how to keep your stick. Because if they get the stick away from you, they'll probably not show you any mercy with it. And so we needed to make sure that we emphasized an entire belt on that. And then as a second part of American Stick and Cane is what it's called, I've written a martial art from white belt to black belt with a traditional cane. And I'll tell you, we went through some serious pains to make sure that we didn't copy anything that Mark Shuey did or that Joe Robina did or that Tom Foreman did. Everything we have is original, and it's not used in any of their programs. Their belt programs, I should say. And so we put a lot of effort into this to make sure that it was fresh. So if you take Mark's, if you study Cane Masters, and then you study ours, you'll get two totally different curriculums from beginning to end. And we tried to do that on purpose just to make sure that everything was fresh and new and exciting that people would want to learn.
Well, that's exciting. Now, your book, have you got a price on it yet, what it's going to cost?
We're looking at each. We're getting ready to start filming. The books are done. We've got those in print. Each one of the books is $29.95. It's white belt to black belt. And then we have, when you buy your white belt, there's a we have a student handbook, which is about 100 pages. It goes into history, the difference, but, you know, moves you do on a dance floor, movement you do on a martial arts mat. And so we discuss movement and motion. We discuss the five laws of self-defense, because the law doesn't go very kindly if you're taking one of these pieces of wood upside somebody's head. It's really easy to kill somebody. And so we teach, one of the things we teach is we teach you to hit them hard enough to stop them, but hard enough, not hard enough to kill them. Because it's not hard to do. You know, you hit somebody in the right spot with one of these pieces of wood and you'll kill them. And there's a lot of liability that goes with that. And so we're starting to shoot the videos, and we should have the videos out sometime before May.
Well, promise me that you'll keep us informed, and maybe on a week-by-week basis you can give us an update where your book is and what you've done. And because I really, I'll be honest with you, I'm very particular about the people I get involved with. AJ and Dean will tell you that. And I like not only what you said to me, but I like your attitude. And I really want to welcome you, you know, so
thank you.
Can learn about what you're doing. Well, thank you for supporting the Sport Karate Museum and all the history journals. And I want to wish you a very merry, merry Christmas, Bob. Please?
Yes, merry Christmas.
Hope you have
all
a very
you guys.
Good
one. God bless.
Yes, sir. And I want you back next week and we talk about it more, okay, please?
Perfect, yeah. Anytime
super.
You want me to come on.
Okay, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to finish my fight with Dr. John. Not a fight, but just a debate. Okay, now, AJ, Dean, I hope you're here. Okay, now,
yeah,
AJ, you're a breaker. I'm
Gary.
A breaker. Dean's a breaker.
Gary.
Now, you mentioned
Gary.
Breaking Dr.
Gary.
John.
Listen.
What?
Yes, listen.
Who is it?
Tom Corbin. Tom, this
who is this?
Listen up.
Who is
Tom
this?
Tom Foreman. He kind of dropped off
who
the map for a while. How's he doing?
Tom
he's doing
Foreman.
Real good.
Who?
He went back to school and got his degree in.
Yeah, he hurt his ankle real bad.
And
whatnot,
but he's
yeah.
doing real well.
Who's Tom Foreman, AJ?
No. He's one of the cane masters with Mark Huey.
Okay.
He hurt his ankle real bad a couple of years ago, I remember. And then
right.
He just kind of dropped off the map after that.
Yeah, he was in school. He was in school for about 3 years, and it was pretty intense. He was just was staying in Los Angeles, going to school at one of the schools that he was headed
he,
that he was at. And he got his degree and did his thing, and I believe he's self-employed now doing that. And,
yeah, no,
he's
a great
doing,
guy.
He's still doing the combat cane for the Valhalla cane for the veterans. Him and Mark are still doing that.
Oh,
you know what? You
talk
about Mark Shuey. You know, remember the canes, AJ, Dean? Remember when the canes they used to have the swords in them inside?
Right.
They used to buy them in Chinatown and stuff. Well, you can't put a sword in a cane nowadays because the police officer, he'll check it. So when Mark started doing my signature canes that was endorsed by Cynthia and Don Wilson and Eric Lee and a bunch of people, I said, Mark, I want my canes dipped in poison. He goes, Gary Lee, you're crazy. I said, no, you make your points and you make tiger teeth and you make shark teeth out of your canes. Why can't you dip them in poison? And he thought I was crazy, but Mark and I are good friends. God bless Mark. And thank you so much, Bob, for sharing the Joe with us and your walking cane. Not Joe. I'm sorry. I got you saying Joe. Walking stick. That's what you do.
Yeah, walking stick.
Yes, sir. And we'll look forward to updating everything in the future. Okay, let me go
you
back and
it.
Pick in on Dr. John. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to pick on you a little bit. Now, AJ's a breaker.
Me.
I won the first NBL World Breaking Championship. Dean Piles is a hell of a breaker. Now, you say you're a breaker. What's your record? What have you done? Is your what is Dr. John best?
I have broken eight boards. I have broken eight, and I only had to do that because I think that was my max. Because when I broke those eight, I felt something
now,
in my
eight
hand.
Boards, right? Eight boards or bricks?
Eight boards, not bricks. I
now,
haven't
were
ever
they,
tried.
Were they,
bricks
let
yet.
Me ask you a question. Were they pre-broke or were they real?
Oh, they were real. Yes,
okay,
sir, they were
now
real.
Did you use? Okay, did you use spacers or no spacers?
Just a little spacers, yes, sir.
You did use spacers. Okay.
Yeah.
Now eight bricks or eight boards. Now AJ, what's your best?
I did seven boards with no spacers.
No spacers.
No spacers.
Seven boards. Okay, Dean,
no,
what's your best? What's your best?
I never could make eight. I never could make eight. But
I broke eight people with no spacers.
Eight what? Eight people?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I
people,
guys,
no spacers.
Listen, listen. I hate to bust your bubble, but I got all of you beat. I've broken 2-ply toilet paper in front of 1,000 people before. Now, not 1-ply, not 1-ply, but 2-ply. And I've done it many times. I know you guys don't believe it, but it's true. Now, Dr. John, 8 boards with spacers, that's still pretty hard. Now, let me ask you another question. Have you ever done anything spectacular breaks, like speed breaks or multiple breaks before?
I did the only thing I consider spectacular was I was in I did a back fist and a hammer, back fist and broke I think it was three boards that way. It was three. With a back
fist. That's pretty hard. Yeah. Well, let's go pick you on the Alcata. Let me tell you something, what I did one year. I made AJ perform on glass. And then, telling the Wolverine that I didn't pick up the glass, I made Wolverine do kata on the glass. Now, you beat that. Have you ever done kata on glass?
That is a true story. And also, I don't like creative breaking. Professor, I like to do some of the things I do in creative breaking. I line up 10 people at an angle and then, you know, do the jump 270s to 10 boards, you know, one after another down down the
crazy
angle, you know.
Yeah.
It's just spinning a lot, you know.
Well, Dr. John, you're talking to some fanatics here. I apologize. Because we got I got a Southern redneck. I got a Yankee, and I got a adopted Texan, which is me. So, yeah, we're all fanatics. Now,
You're a displaced Yankee.
Okay, I'm a displaced Yankee. Okay, let's talk about weapons now, because we had Bob on earlier. Now, what weapons do you do, Doctor?
Oh, I love playing around with the sword, which I know is your specialty, and also the nunchuck. So that's about it for me. And I'll mess with the commas, but that's, and of course a gun. I mean, you know, I'm good with that too. No.
With what?
A gun.
Did you say gun?
Good.
Okay, now I know
with
Dean's gonna comment on that because Dean works with the Marines.
I was Army.
Yeah, I happened to be before, you know, I was 0321, but you got to be a rifleman. Every Marine is a rifleman, but you know, our sniper system is, you know, the Marines are known for their shooting ability. Let's just say their marksmanship is, you know, second to none. Even the Army general said the best weapon in the world is a Marine and his rifle. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I've heard they said the most dangerous. I've heard people say that one of the most dangerous men in the world is a Marine and his rifle. I mean,
even if
right,
you think about
yeah
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was spoken by the Army general. So.
Yeah.
Hey, what
yeah
is that about the Army then?
Army, Marine.
All right.
You notice I can go for the Marines because I got a lot of friends, but I noticed nobody said anything about Air Force being good with the. I'm just saying.
Well, hang on. My son's in the Army, and he's a Marine.
This is Bob, and the best Marine's a submarine. I was a Navy vet.
There we go. I love it. I love talking about the military. I love talking about our country's servicemen. I love that because, speaking of that, AJ Perry is our spokesman for our military advisors. Dean Piles is one of my chief advisors. And, you know, I'm excited to have people like Danny Lane and Danny McCall, Lonnie Walker, Colonel Craig Lightfoot, Colonel Steve Vitale. I mean, Colonel Phil Torres. I've got an incredible group of military people that we get to honor through what they choose is okay to honor them. I mean, AJ, you put a couple of incredible Marines in last year at the event we did at Reba. Who were those guys again?
Yes, we did.
John Legato?
Sergeant Major Eddie Neese and John Legato. They were both Way City vets. Saw a lot of combat. There was actually two people from their unit, Sergeant Gonzalez and Gunny Hanley. Two of those Marines were distinguished in receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor from that unit.
Wow.
And it was one of the highest decorated units, not only in Vietnam, but in history. It was crazy the amount of accommodations that unit, that one small unit, received between Navy crosses, silver and bronze stars. It was just crazy. And,
now, this is the real deal. This is not made up crap you hear on the internet from people who say they won medals or whatever. This is the real deal, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, well, Gary, I think in our conversation, I told you that I have the
Gary,
I have the largest
thing?
Private Medal of Honor collection in the country.
Oh,
Gary,
wow.
I've done over 400 uniforms with the help of the Congressional Medal of Honor Society and the families of the Medal of Honor recipients. I've got over 350 original autographs and signed memorabilia and just all kinds of stuff that we display in the southwestern United States.
Wow.
That's exciting, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Gary,
yeah.
In addition, the Stanley, he was a gunny at the time. They called him a gunny, but he retired as a sergeant major. There's going to be a ship named after him. It's being built right now. John Canley.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
that
you know,
right.
Guys, we have to support not only the military service that was in the past, but the military guys who are present, and support them with all our heart within the martial arts, because as we all know, a lot of people from the history of martial arts in America all started in the military. So, Dr. John, thank you for your service. And don't go nowhere, because I've got to bring on Dr. Lee. And we're going to come back and play the Legends Name Game with everybody, Dean and AJ. So stay tuned, okay? Be right back. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're with Dr. John Williams, and we've talked to Bob Plinkerton, who just wrote a book on the walking stick. And we'll be right back with these gentlemen. But right now, I want to bring out someone who's very special in the Sport Karate Museum. His name is Dr. Reginald Lee, and he invented, along with his friend and my dear friend, History General Rick Shanahan, we call it the hologram experience. But better off, I'll let the inventor tell you about it, and then if he allows me, I'll tell you how the History Generals will play a part. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas to my dear friend, Dr. Reginald Lee. Now, mind you, a real doctor who's been working on the front lines during this pandemic. So, first of all, Dr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Good evening.
Merry Christmas, Reggie. How are you?
Merry
Christmas.
Very good to see you. How
are
you doing?
On the air, may I call you Reggie?
Yes, please.
Thank you. AJ, Wolverine, say Merry Christmas to Dr. Lee.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
Doc.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, first of all, it's been an incredible couple months being able to talk about SetVR to the world. And I want you to explain what it is and how people can do the demo. And then if you allow me to talk about the history notes. Go ahead, sir. Everybody, Dr. Reginald Lee.
Thank you, sir. My partner, Richard Shanahan, my developers and I are super excited about SetVR, Self-Defense Enhancement Training in Virtual Reality, as a platform whereby you can practice your skills in self-defense whenever, wherever you want. The program is compact and portable. You can take it anywhere you travel, and even during a pandemic, you can continue to practice while practicing social distancing. With the use of a headset, either an Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it, with random attacks. The important goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. You'll be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, and circular movements to avoid and to place you in an opportunistic position of an advantage for neutralization as you continue to practice your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy as you develop muscle memory, and subsequently my goal to develop what I call a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. For example, if you place your hand on a hot stove, you take your hand away from the hot stove without even thinking about it. And that's the goal of SetVR, is to have a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. This is a platform where you can continue to practice and utilize what you have been taught in your katas and forms and techniques in your dojos and from your instructors. The program for application against a threat or a stimulus that is random and unpredictable. You can continue to practice anywhere, anytime, when you want. We're planning to have future updates in regards to our program whereby you have multiple attackers. You can even change the scenery in regard to a bar scene, even a home invasion, or even in a war zone for people in the military. SetVR will push you maximally to your limits in self-defense. We recently updated our program with kicking and punching combinations and also with knife attacks. As you know, knife attacks up front and close are very, very dangerous. We have a program where we have knife attacks where the hologram will attack you with blades, knives on each hand, and you're supposed to evade and neutralize the attack with your skills and self-defense. We plan to have future updates with random virtual matches whereby, for example, Professor Gary Lee can have a match with AJ or with the Wolverine or any location, even at different parts of the country or different parts of the world, whereby you can confront each other and practice your art in neutralization and self-defense and even learn from each other through the application. We've implemented our program with metrics that will record the number of successful punches, the number of blocks, number of evasions, whether you're left or right side dominant, and it will record the endurance recorded as time spent in the experience. You will learn the importance of creating eye diversion. As you know, in learning your techniques and forms, there's a key that is usually noted in a kata, whereby you create a diversion. We also have a way of creating a diversion. As you know, as you grasp an opponent's arm or wrist, you can create a diversion whereby you create a natural response, what I call a 1 to 3 second pause, a window of opportunity for neutralization. So we have implemented that into our program. We've also implemented a program of what's called mindfulness, a program of stretching, meditation, and you'll be presented with your own personal yoga instructor. So please continue to visit our website at setvr.app, or we continue to have continued updates for SetVR in the future to help you practice and maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. The program has on our website, whereby you click on our website, it'll tell you about our website, and also it'll take you to a portal whereby you can set up a program through the application of ordering the program through our website. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the History Portal. With that being said, Professor Gary Lee, can you tell the audience about your vision of the History Portal?
Dr. Reggie, thank you so much. Now, guys, here's the mindset. Imagine Okinawa or Japanese village, and it has storefronts. That means you can go in and you can purchase vitamins, clothing, swords, but most importantly, you're walking in and you're getting knowledge. You're getting smart. You're finding out who Chuck Norris is, who is Jean LaBelle, who invented Taekwondo, what has Korea got to do with the martial arts, whatever. Simple, but questions that need to be answered to be a good martial artist to have history under your belt. So you're getting smart and smart and smart. We're going to start with like 50 questions within the village, and then we're going to be able to take you out into a forest. Now you'll have the waterfalls and the tigers and the cranes and all the beautiful things you get in virtual reality. You'll be inside the program. And then the hologram will appear, what Dr. Lee talked about, and it will attack you. Now, this hologram could be a judo player, a karate player, a taekwondo player, a kung fu player, whatever. But you have to defend yourself, and you do. And you think it's over. Well, Mako appears, or a wisdom warrior, and he'll walk up to you and say, Wolverine, are you educated? And, of course, the Wolverine will go, yes, I am. And he believes he is because he answered, and he got all the questions correct. Well, Mako or the wisdom warrior will look at him and say, Wolverine, I'm sorry. You have to go back. So Wolverine goes back through the forest and to the village, and he answers more questions. He gets smarter and smarter, and he answers everything. And we're going to start with 50 questions and work up to maybe 500. So you can imagine how smart you're going to be about American martial arts and sport karate in America and how it started. You're going to be wise. Now you go out into the forest. The hologram appears again. This time it's a samurai with a katana, a long sword, a wakizashi, a gunto, a short sword, and a tanto, all the weapons of a samurai. And you have to defend it with Okinawa weapons, Okinawa kabuto weapons, like nunchucks or scythe or a kampa or a bow. So you're learning. You're being educated that Japanese weapons is different than Okinawa weapons, and you defeat the samurai. Good job, Wolverine. Now, Wolverine goes, and Mako appears and says, okay, Wolverine, are you educated? And Wolverine say, yes, because he went through all the questions and he got smart. This time he is. Mako will lead him to a gate. The gate will open. And there are the portals. Now, these are worlds that you can walk in. And the first portals we're going to start with are Mike Stone, J. Pat Burleson, Alan Steen. Okay, come on, guys, think about it. Rick Wiginton, RIP. Jim Harrison, RIP, rest in peace. So we're going to start with like five or six incredible people who created karate in America, and then we're going to work up to it. All the history journals there. Eventually, AJ, you'll be in there. Eventually, Wolverine, you'll be in there. We'll have everybody. So you've earned the right to learn about the education of America through the hologram. You're talking about excitement. The Sport Karate Museum is excited about this. Dr. Lee, thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to do this. And we're looking forward to the future. So, the updates and everything.
Gary?
Yes, sir?
Hello. Don't forget the fact that a lot of our younger martial artists, that's a real fun tool. It's a lot of fun. And not
well,
only that
a lot
they,
of times,
you know,
a lot of times martial artists don't mix. AJ, a lot of times martial artists don't deal with education with fun, but that's what we've done.
Well, the younger
it?
Ones do. The younger ones
yes.
do.
Yes.
And not only the learn.
That? You hear that, Reggie?
Learn while they're having fun.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I've seen that in the conference in California, and I've seen it in the South Carolina when we had the hologram, the headset on younger children, and they were super excited. They just couldn't take it off. They were super excited, and they continued and continued. I was just like tired just watching them continue. They were having a lot of fun with that. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's a big point.
Yes,
because you know, a lot of these kids, it's all about the mental stimulation, they need to have that type of stimulation where it's not only educational but it's fun.
Well,
exactly.
Let me tell you, the platform of the SetVR.app is on the Oscar's Quest. And it's going to fix to explode here after Christmas because everybody is going to have one because Costco and Best Buy and Walmart. And, they're selling them like hotcakes, literally. So we're gonna knock the industry with a loop with SetVR.app. And I'm excited about the future. But, the one thing, too, Reggie, I want to say to you.
Yes,
be
sir.
Be safe. be safe out there, because I know you're on the front line, sir. And, you know, you got me so excited. I don't know what I'd do if you got sick. So, you know, be
thank
safe.
Thank you, sir. I'm trying to protect myself. You know the pandemic
okay.
is exploding out there, and we're doing our best to try to keep everybody safe. Everybody
well,
safe.
Here's something that, listen to me. Because of the museum, the Sport Car Museum thinks that, first of all, we're not a Hall of Fame. We're an alumni. And we're very safe-oriented, very fun-oriented, as most of you know that have all been there. Well, here's the deal. We postponed our event that was going to be January the 28th to May 1st. That's the Al Garza Celebrity Roast in Houston, Texas, May 1st. So for more information on that, you can contact 713-483-0476. And we're going to have Set VR there at a special table so you can actually put it on and try it. But, you know, May 1st is right around the corner, so you want to get your tickets and secure your table to be there and accept the fact that we're going to be honoring not only the History Generals, but we're going to be featuring Al Garza, a Texas hero that's been here since the early 70s, and we're going to honor his career. And also we'll be giving out the Joe Louis Memorial Fighting Awards and some other things. Of course, Dr. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
We have a special surprise, don't we? We're going to be honoring someone very special, but not him so much, what he's done in the martial arts. We're going to be honoring what he's done for his family. You know, because we're very a family-based organization. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you do with the Extraordinary People's Awards. Because Dean and AJ, you know, they understand because they received one. What is it to honor someone outside the martial arts? And the joy that I got, and I imagine the joy that you get, be able to produce something like that. Where did the idea come from?
Well, a few years ago, I think this is our seventh year doing the Extraordinary People Award. And what we found out is a lot of people, they will honor just what they're in, whether it be beauty pageants or martial arts or teachers or whatever. So we wanted to step outside the box, and we decided to every year we have a team that we get together, and we come up with about 25, 30 people that we want to recognize. That's where it started at. But then it started, everybody was like, well, I want to do it. I want to do it. What about this? And so it grew. I think 2 years ago we gave out over 95 awards. The pandemic hit us pretty good this year. So I told them, I said, you know, we never recognized the martial arts field. And that's what we focused on this year. We focused on the martial arts. And then through Ms. Robin Shockley, which she is one of my ambassadors.
Who's that? Who's Robin Shockley?
Through Ms.
That name
Robin
sounds
Shockley,
familiar, but I can't point.
Ambassador Shockley said, you know, do you know my dad, Professor Gary Lee? I said, that name sounds familiar. So she sent me all the information on Professor Gary Lee, and I was printing stuff off, and you know, I was just super excited. And her brother, I was keeping up with him, and I was like, wow, these guys are the bomb. And so she made the connection. She said, you need to call. Did you call my dad? Did you call my dad? And, you know, I was like a kid in a candy store because I had read all about it. And I was like, crap, what do I say when I call him? So one day she said, did you call him? Did you call him? He's hardcore, but you will love him. Just call him. Just call him. One day I just called him, and he said, hello. And I said, oh, Lord, what am I supposed to say now? So his voice.
Well, John, listen to me. John, I'm not hardcore. I'm a fanatic. Okay, I really am. Because I hang out with fanatics. I hang out with the Wolverine and AJ every week. And we're about as fanatical as you get. I mean, you would never think 20 years ago the three of us would be together on a weekly radio show, banging heads and talking. But I'm going to tell you something. Even though we're three different people from three different generations as far as karate goes, we
yes,
have
sir.
The same we have the same camaraderie. I mean, because I say the word fanatic. I mean is that we dedicated our lives to making people better. I know that's what AJ does. I know that's what Wolverine does. And I know that's why they hooked up with little me, because I'm a nobody. I'm a lucky boy from Hawaii. I got in the right
Don't
place at the right time. I got in the right place at the right time with the right people and made the right decisions. And that's the only way I can say it, that God has blessed me with the ability to put good people together. And that's why I hang out with AJ and Wolverine. And now I hang out with you. So, you know, well, thank you guys. And I make fun of you, Yankee, but I love you, man. You know that. So anyway, Doctor, one more. John, I want to say one more thing. Now, very seldom you see people who are proficient in fighting, kata, weapons, and breaking. I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but I remember back in the 80s when I was proficient in fighting, breaking, kata, and weapons. I stood out. I mean, not many people did that. Now, how hard is it to be consistent all the time in all those divisions in 2020?
It's a challenge. But for me, you know, I'm prior military, and like most of us that got out of the military, I got out with issues that such as manic depression and PTSD and all that. And so the doctor was trying to figure out what makes me happy or my happy medium place. And I told him, I said, well, I used to do martial arts. And he said, well, won't you start doing it again? Little that people know, and I promote this all the time, martial arts is a great out for if you suffer from the bipolar disorder, if you suffer from depression, manic depression, all those issues, PTSD, it is really a way out. It relieves so much stress, and it takes you to make you feel like you are somebody. Like I was mentioning about fighting in the MMASC. That's been a godsend for me. I don't care. That's been a godsend for me. Being an instructor for Tiger Rock Martial Arts, that was a godsend for me, because it was days where you just want to go hurt somebody, including yourself, and you don't know why you feel like that. But, you know, I'm here in Colorado where we got the Olympic Center. We got the Incline Mountains that we go train on. And when I go up that mountain, I do it on behalf of, I've been up there about 27 times. And when I climb that mountain, my next goal is the Pikes Peak. Go ahead and climb the 25 miles up the Pike Peak. But when I climb that mountain, I'm doing it for everybody that's like me that, you know, got out of the military or, you know, and then is suffering from that PTSD and depression and all that, because by the time you go up the mountain, it's 2 miles straight up in the air, and the air is thin already, and by the time you come down, it just seems like you have accomplished something. And I think that's the whole thing with me. I have to feel like that I'm accomplishing something. That's why I do the Extraordinary People Award and the beauty pageants and the outside feeding the homeless and visiting the shut-in. That's why I have to continually keep busy all the time, because if I didn't, I'd probably have been uncommitted suicide, and that's just keeping it 100. So to give you guys an award, to give out the awards, man, that you say you're happy. I'm jumping up like a kid in a candy store. Oh, they liked it. They liked it. You know.
Listen, John, I don't interrupt you, but I keep my word, because I want to play the legend's name real quick. I want to throw a name at you. Richard Osborne.
Okay.
You got 2 minutes. Richard Osborne.
Richard Osborne, I've been with him now for 7 years. 7 years. I came to him. I was a blue belt, and I'm one of his
promoters now. I'm a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo with him. But I tell you what, he's been there for me. I've been there for him, and we just got a great relationship.
Wow, that's cool. Well, listen, I'm excited because, I mean, you know, we're at the end of the year, and Auntie Jessabone has put me on the air for 6 years, and we've interviewed some incredible people. And John, you're ending the year with me because next week I've got. Golly, but I'm excited about this man. I got Bob Mitchell, the animal. That's right, who trains with Bob White, California. And then we're going to finish the year out on the 22nd with Wolverine and A.G. Perry. We're doing the Christmas show. We're talking about the artifacts that we've collected for 30 years in the museum and how important it is that the Sport Karate Museum, you know, is in your life and your attitude. Now, people who want to support us, we do have a GoFundMe website, so you just type in the Sport Karate Museum, and the GoFundMe website will come up on the GoFundMe website. And for more information, you can go to www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com, and that will tell you about what we're doing. Now, we got Professor Tom Spellman and Dr. Keith Yates, who are putting together more information weekly about inside the museum website. So everything's authentic and real, and that's the one thing that I can really say is that through the 30 years that we've been doing this, we're very, 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 very careful on being authentic and only printing and putting on the website things that are true. So please, for more information, please go to www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com, and if you want to support the museum, just go to the GoFundMe site and type in Sport Karate Museum. Now, John, thank you for tonight. Bob, Pastor Bob, thank you for tonight, and Merry Christmas, guys. I mean that from
Professor
the heart.
Professor Gary?
Yes, sir.
I need to say this one more thing because maybe they don't know. But I want to say congratulations to you. I want to say congratulations to you because I'm also over the Presidential Volunteerism Award. My program is one of the programs that is authorized to recognize people with that award. And I want you to know that your award came in today. You will be receiving the Presidential Volunteer Award for 2019-2020 for the work that you do, the volunteerism that you do. And I wanted to be one of the first ones to congratulate you. You will receive the Gold Award, which is the highest you can get. And what I want to also say is, you know, I trust what the names that you give me and the people that you recommend for awards. With this program, I am asking you for 10 names that volunteer that you know that truly volunteer within their community, whether it's, you know, helping the sick, shut in, whatever. If you send me 10 names, I will submit those 10 names for the Presidential Award signed by the President of the United States, registered in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, and I'm very honored because, you know, here's the thing. You work all your life on helping other people, and if you're recognized outside your work within the My subject has been the martial arts. And when you recognize outside of that, that's really, really special. So thank you so much, John. And I want to say Merry Christmas to
my
dear friends.
Well, you deserve it, Pastor. So,
yes, sir.
Well, thank you, Dean. Thank you. I love you guys so much. I really do. And, you know, John, thank you for being my friend and nominating me for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are the best. And again, thank you, Auntie Bowen. And thank you, Bob Pinkerman. Thank you, all you guys, for being on the show tonight. And next week, we got Bob Animal Mitchell. And then I'm looking forward to our Christmas show on the 22nd with Wolverine and Dean Piles, and we're talking about the artifacts and the Sport Quantum Museum at the end of the year. So, guys, as we say
Professor, I want to thank Dr. Williams also, because I didn't get to come down there in person because I had to do some Patriot work, but I want to thank Dr. Williams also for my award.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Congratulations. Well,
I'll get those 10 names to you, and I'll have to pray on it and pick out the 10 names, and I'll get that to you. I'll tell you what, May 1st, we maybe make it happen. We'll honor those people. And
I can do it.
That'd be really cool.
I can do
sir. And we got a couple of special surprises. But like I said, as we always say every week, you know, and before I do, I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. But we always say this every week. Everybody, I mean this from the heart. Much, much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Mahalo.
Good night.
Good night.